Blog Talk Radio.
What do you know? It's been a couple weeks now. I think last show I had was, I don't remember. But who cares? I'm here now. So, what do we got today? I'm just giving you an update on what lies in a couple of weeks. You know, if you're interested in what I did or what happened in the last couple of weeks, give us a call, 347-884-8125. Fill you in. Otherwise, you know, I'm not going to waste my time. Oh, you're going to be probably, you know, asking what happened. Well, first of all, we moved from Wisconsin to Illinois. So, you know, so you can really say that, you know, that's a really a hard thing to do, especially when you have kids. That is correct. Kids that is, kids are always okay. What I'm saying, my kids, they are, you know, adjusting to a move, and we've been really, really wanting to move for a couple of years. So we just decided that, you know, that this is the right time, and, you know, we got called to move to Illinois. But we still have the property in Wisconsin Dells, in the area there, and it's actually up for sale. So if you guys want to go to Wisconsin Dells, want to get a 3-bedroom house, there's a place for you. So, and upcoming weeks, actually, what I'm going to do is, kind of change it out a bit, and I've been telling people I'm going to have a new show. What it means is, like, just new stuff, you know, it's just new things. So let's get Winston's, I believe, the 601 from Mississippi. Winston, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Dude, it's 11 o'clock, man. What's going on? School tomorrow?
School tomorrow, sleepy.
And what else?
Usual.
You got a radio show tomorrow?
Yes, that's, I'm probably going to change it from 10. It's probably going to be around 9. So,
yeah.
I mean, I'm just trying to, you know, not interfere with anybody else's shows. Like, I got some shows I got to watch tomorrow that I want to interfere with if I got 10. So, I'm just going to change it to 9 for an hour.
That's, yeah. So, you can have a show tomorrow at 10? Is that correct?
9.
Nine p.m. Central, folks. Get that. Put that on your little calendar. So I don't know if you've been here, but you know about this, that we moved from this state of Wisconsin. Yeah, we have a passport here to go to Illinois. Wisconsin to Illinois. So, you know, it's a big move, but, you know, we're with the help of the family and all that, that's with God's help and everything. So we're actually, you know, settling down. We're not really settled to the place that we want to settle yet, but we're in the process of that, you know. So keep us on prayer, and, God will provide.
Is it a bigger house? Is it a bigger house now? I mean, is it any different? Same size house? More roomy? More newer?
Well, right now, I mean, we're going to be moving to that we talked about. It's about the same size, but it can be, you know, expanded. The only thing is, you know, it's we're closer to the family. See, that's the main goal. You know, it's our main goal, I think. you know, whatever you know, God and, you know, Lord of, you know, Lord Jesus Christ will lead us to, you know, to do here, you know, whether it be outreach or just kind of, you know, minister to people, whatnot, you know, that's what we're going to do, you know. When you call upon, you have to respond, you know what I mean? So, and also, the Fernando Poniente show, you know, I want to, you know, give it a little, spice it up a little bit, you know, I know that I mentioned that to you that, about, you know, talking to people on the street or family or whatnot, and recording them, you know, have like a recorded conversation or a question about, you know, whether it be faith, politics or anything like that. And what I'm going to do is, you know, cut it down to clips. You know, like maybe a 3-minute clips and run through that, you know. Or you can even do it like, you know, the jaywalking, you know, like the Jay Leno show.
Not literally, folks. Don't go out there and say we've done jaywalking, okay? So.
No, you don't want to do that. You don't want to, you know, because I don't want to get slapped on, you know, Jay Leno knock on my door.
Exactly.
What are you doing in my show? You know, you're cutting my show. No, he's actually back on Monday, I believe. He's getting, you know, he's going into prime time, 9 p.m. actually. And
is that going to be on MSNBC? Like, is that going to
be? No,
that's
like, NBC, not MSNBC.
NBC, what am I talking about?
Yeah, MSNBC, you know, no one goes at MSNBC. No one watches that.
Who's
over there? Like Keith Olbermann?
Chris
Matthews? Something like that. So, now, any heard any news lately? Any weird news, Winston?
How's
the politics? Give us an update on the politics first. What's going on with the
world politics? You know, Obama's come back from his vacation.
Yeah.
And they are picking up on the health care right back where they left off, you know. I haven't really gotten too much politics. I try to stay away from it as much as possible because I kind of keep the stress level down. But,
keep your stress level down. I mean, to be honest with you, I think they're going to go through with that. I mean, you know, I don't think that, you know, that town hall meeting people that goes in there and fret about, you know, the healthcare reform and all that. I mean, you know, it's free speech. What I'm saying is I don't think Democrats and all that and the government and the administration is going to care much less than, you know, they will just say, ah, heck with you guys, you know,
exactly.
Let's go move on with that. But we'll see, you know, it's an experiment and you do have to, you know, if you get a chance out there, whoever's listening, if you get a chance, go out there. You know, there's a couple of websites that will provide, you know, the whole reform that they're trying to push, the list of that. And there's like one, you know, these are no, like 5 to 10 pages. So if you have like maybe a week, you know, to spare, because you're going to need that to read every single, you know, paragraph and all that, then to make sure we read every single one. I didn't read it, but I just, you know, picked the things that that concerns me, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, practice your free speech and maybe attend a town hall or anything like that, but it seems like it's not going to stop them or, you know, slow them a bit or anything like that. So that's what's going on in politics now. You heard about that book? I didn't read that, the Blagojevich book that came out. He's seen that Facebook status that I did on that.
Did you have a lot of fire? Did you ever get the violin?
No, I have not read that, but I heard, you know, I heard that from, I was listening on, I think either on a black conservative show or Ken Pettigrew. I don't know, one of them.
Yeah.
One of them too on Block Talk Radio. But anyway, and also I read a blog about, you know, it's a good, fire starter or something like that. So.
Probably black conservative.
Right. You know, maybe you can put that, maybe I can buy the book along with Brett Favre's, you know, Green Bay Packers jersey.
I'm trying to get
and burn him. Yeah, you know, burn to, you know. get two birds and one stone.
You missed the show, though. You missed the show about the producer on the show. We had a Hollywood producer on the show.
Really?
Yes,
man,
on the show.
I missed that. See, I was like, you know, I didn't have internet and everything like that. Was, you know, actually my brother-in-law's room and, you know, well, my brother-in-law's studio, that's what I say. That's what I call it. But, yeah, so how was it, man? What's,
It was interesting.
How'd you go?
His movie is called Forgotten Heroes, and you can go to my website, and you can check that out. It's got this on tab up there, and it basically tells you everything on the website. It's a movie that he done by himself. Nothing helped, you know, no help. Well, he had help, of course, but as far as money-wise, no, you know, no help from the bank or nothing like that. It's a really interesting movie, and all that. It is that like a Hollywood movie. I mean, it's not like, you know, like something you create on Windows Movie Maker, you know.
Yeah. So you've seen the movie?
No, I have not. But Mike Blake is the guy that that's gonna call in. Well, you know what I'm talking about.
Well, yeah.
I think he got the movie. And it's not really high either. Last time I saw it was like, I think it was $15. And it doesn't go to the himself. It goes to some kind of charity. And, you know, it's kind of bad for me interviewing him and don't know what charity it goes to. So, I got to look that up on the website.
I will, you know, I mean, do you have a contract? I will definitely put him on the show. I mean, you know, talk about his.
You don't have to have a contract. Right now? Let me chat him on Facebook right quick. You know, he's right here on Facebook.
Yeah. Oh, he's on?
Yeah, he's online. Marino. Jack Marino.
Jack Marino. Is it related to?
No.
the quarterback Marino.
Dan
Marino. Hey, you know, give me an autograph, Dan Marino. That's what I want to do is focus on also my business and also my faith a little bit on Fernando Poniente show. Also have fun with it, you know what I mean? Going to be contacting and interviewing authors and bands, you know, singers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I would like to give him a show, give him a spot on my show here because that's what I do. Let's touch up on a couple of news here that I looking at online here real quick, and it just kind of caught my eye on the you heard about this guy arms. No, he was born with no arms. You know, news said something about something like he went to, I believe the Bank of America, you know, and it would not let him cash a check because he couldn't provide a thumbprint.
What?
You know? Yeah. Yeah, he could not cash his wife's check because he was unable to provide a thumbprint. And I think that's what it requires, you know, if you need to cash a check. But this dude is born with no arms. What is the alternative in that? Toll print?
I think you just hit the nail right on the head. A toe print.
That's kind of sick. I don't have a thumb. Here's my toe. You know, there's got to be some. He has to cash the check. He needs money. He needs to cash the check. You know what I mean? And that's the only bank. I mean, I don't think they're gonna switch or anything like that. I mean. I don't know. I mean, that doesn't say about anything if it's suing the bank or anything like that. But it's, his case. I mean, I believe his case is a merit because of he's born like that. I mean, how could you? What are you gonna do? Grow a limb on digits? I don't around his armpit. I mean, that doesn't make sense.
Exactly.
He needs the money right away. So what are you saying to this? I mean, what do you do in this situation?
If I was that guy, I'd probably like literally start crying. I'd just cry my eyes out.
Is that because you can't cash a check or because you don't have arms?
No, both. Because if I'm that guy, I want to embarrass them. I want to look at them like bad. And I'd start crying.
Yeah.
What's wrong?
Right. So if, I mean, you know, if he's on a street, like in a corner and sitting down, he's just bawling his eye out, you know, his eyes out, and you know, he might even get some, you know, money from that, because people might think that, you know, look at this guy, no arms, you know, he's, oh, you must give him money. but, so, you know, if you ask him, hey, I don't think people would ask him, you know, if he's crying on a corner, like on the street, let's say, like in, you know, McDonald's corner or whatever, you know, a chair, whatever, you know, he might sit a little for him. But anyway, if people see him crying, I don't think they're going to approach him and say, why are you crying? Because, you know, they probably, you know, already assume that, you know, he's crying because he has no arms. But, so he's definitely going to have to, like, maybe get a lawyer. You know what I mean? It's what we need to do. He needs to. You know, I mean, and the bank and that company need to apologize for him. Now, I don't understand. I'm never really look under. You know, I have my shoes on right now, so I'm not able to look at. Do you have those, you know, prints on your toes, like underneath your toes?
Yeah.
Is that?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Just like a print. Just like a thumbprint. Just like a fingerprint.
Exactly.
But it's toe print.
It's
I did not know that. Huh. That's yeah, there you go, toes, man. That's what they need to do. Also, I mean, let's jump into something and a different subject here. Reading the news again, actually, this happens on Stone Mountain, Georgia. There's an old dude. I believe he's like about 61, you know, 6-some years old. I believe he was at like Walmart or some kind of store, and he was like really annoyed with a crying 2-year-old girl, and. And he told the 2-year-old girl's mom that, you know, you better, you know, tell her shut up, or I'll make her shut up.
Whoa.
You know, yeah. And then the 6-year-old, this old dude actually started slapping the little girl, 2-year-old girl. And then after he did that, and he said, I told you I would shut her up. You know, so they call the cops. I mean, I understand that we all have to, you know, I mean, I've been in Walmart stores, last time like that, you know, in the same settings that the kids would, like, just be, you know, being kids, like, you know, I mean, to the extreme, what I'm saying. I have kids, you know, they cry sometimes. I mean, you've seen some kids that, like, would cry their balls out and everyone just stops and see what the heck's going on, you know what I mean? I've been there. I've been to this, like, I mean, that one time I was at, like, Walmart. There was a little 2-year, got to be like 2-3-year-old that, you know, that's just throwing a tantrum. You know, he was just, he wanted the candy, and he was just, and the mom told him no, and he started knocking stuff out, like, you know, knocking stuff down off the shelf. Man, I was so mad. I was just like, this man, I want to go home and spank my kid. You know what I mean?
Oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the mom was just saying, oh, he needs a nap. You know. I mean, control your kids for crying out loud. Yeah, I mean, so apparently this old dude could not, you know, contain himself. Say, you know, make her shut up, or I will shut her up for you. And he did. He slapped the crap out of that 2-year-old. And he so actually, he's actually charged as a felony for cruelty to children. You know, and because the mom actually, you know, started screaming, and you know. I guess, you know, he's give her a spanking right in the face. So now the question is, like, I mean, I know you've been there, you know, just like on the kids. Would you have done the same thing, Winston? Like slap the crap out of that kid?
No. I would have told
Yeah, you would.
I would have told in a polite manner, please shut your mouth up. Now,
I'll make her shut up for you.
Yeah. One thing that he should be worried about is not the cop. It should be the father of that child he should be worried about.
Yeah, exactly. If something like that happened to my kid too, then I would, boy, you know, Lord forgive me for whatever. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm pretty good at holding my temper. You know, I'm just you know, I mean, like things at work. You know, people would say, make comments, man. You're a very calm person. I'm like, yeah, I'm like that. You know, because I mean, that's comparison to, like, 10 years ago, dude, I'm like totally new person. You know, I mean, I can control myself, temper, and bite my tongue or anything like that. But yeah, if something like that happened to my kid, I don't think I would have a temper. You know what I mean? Because that's my blood, and that's, you know, I mean, if they fall, if like they're sitting on the edges on the table or something, and if something happened, or they would have fallen off, you know, I would really, you know, like, be really, you know, what do you call that? I would like jump off my seat, you know what I mean? Let alone if someone's gonna hurt my kid. I mean, it just, I don't know. I mean, I know that you have like what, 3 kids? We've done the same thing. Yeah, he had 3 kids. Would you have done the same thing? I mean, what would you have done? What would you have done in this? Let's say you're the father of the kid. What would you have done?
Oh my goodness! Yes. Lord, forgive me.
That's what I was trying to say. Lord,
oh,
forgive me.
Oh my goodness!
You
really
like
to know? I would have. First of all, I would have got my stuff. I would have got my stuff checked out. Once we have got out of the parking lot, I would have pulled over on like a Burger King somewhere and spunk that child.
Oh man, yeah. So again, I mean, and like, you know, I would probably, I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say. You know, I mean, something like that in the kid, and I would probably consult, you know, pray first and see, you know, and pray to the Lord that God would guide me and give me, you know, peace. That's what I want.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
I mean,
and we'll go from there.
We'll go from there.
And then we go from there. It's all in the Lord's hand, you know? Oh man, and just tell him, like, you know, and after that, if you're old Tommy, you tell him, just tell the guy, you have been saved by the Lord.
Exactly.
He'd be probably scared. He'd be like, what? Oh man. You know, just like that guy, you know, I don't know if you have seen that movie with the, man, this is like a spoof of, Superheroes with Pee Wee Herman in it, you know, Janine Garofalo and all that.
Oh, no, I don't think
I've seen that one.
Uh-uh.
No, it's like a guy that's like, you know, with the, William H. Macy in it, he's like, he carries shovels and stuff.
Yeah.
You ever seen that one?
Is it a movie?
Oh, man. Yeah, it was a movie made out of him. This guy's like Pee Wee Herman's in there. I think he passes, you know, like gas and this one guy, a young black guy in it, and he's like he disappears, or he's like he cloaks himself or something like that. I don't know. But anyway, back to the story. Man, who's that guy from, I keep forgetting his name, something about Mary, that,
oh, yeah, I know you're talking about,
that dude, man, tip on my tongue, help me out. Ding,
oh, my
ding,
goodness,
ding,
he played
ding,
in Meet
ding,
the Parents.
Ding, 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 yeah, that, you know, then the main guy, he plays in that movie, like, Meet the Parents, but anyway, he was in there. Sam, I'm losing track here. So he's in that thing, and he's like, he has this anger problem, you know, and he carries a ball, you know, he carries like those stress ball, and you know, he squeezes them and everything like that. And then, and this one episode, one scene that this old lady is giving him a hard time, so he's just like, get really mad, and he's like, you know, his face turning red, and he just like squeezes the heck out of that ball, and he just like, he let it out, you know, he said, you're lucky, lady. This ball just saved your life.
Oh, my.
You know, that's what I'm going to do, is carry those balls around and then just, you know, screw the heck out of them and then just put our face and then go, you better thank this ball because this ball just saved your life.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's funny because, you know, I'm not proud of it, but, you know, a couple of years ago I had to deal with the ankle problem. Anger's not good, man. It's to the point. I mean, anger, even, you know, anger is not, you know, according to the Bible, even, you know, Lord Jesus Christ himself was angry about some one time that when, you know, he turned over those tables, you know, when he went to his, the temple.
Uh-huh.
You know, you read that in the Bible, you know, you turn over the temple and start, you know, letting go of all these animals and whipping people, and that, I don't think he whipped the people. He was just like, I think he was something, like swinging or something like that. But anyway, so he was angry, you know, and I think that kind of broke me into it because it's, you know, once I read that, that, you know, it's okay to be angry. It's just not, you know, you don't have to dwell on that anger, you know what I mean, or hate. See, there's a difference between anger and hate, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's, and I think I get out, you know, that helped me. I think that verse, that story kind of helped me, you know, be able to handle my anger. So, it's a good testimony, I'm telling you.
Listen to this, I want to give you something. Are you about sick of this N1H1? I'm about to fed up.
Yes, I am, actually. Give me an update on Mississippi. How bad is the H1N1 over there, or is it really bad?
The actual N1H1 is not that bad. It's just the people that think they have it that it's bad. I told Ken Pettigrew today, if you sneeze at our school, they treat you like you got anthrax, and they contain you and everything. Let me put it this way then. I said, did you know, so if we're taking these measures to prevent this flu, why don't we put some more energy, this is behind this measure, in heart disease, AIDS, and HIV that kills over 10 million people a year, you know?
That's right. Yep, and then, you know, you don't see that in the news.
You
don't. They're not putting more dollars or more. You know, they're not putting any energy into it. And even abortions. I mean, if you compare that, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
You compare that to abortion, they just you know, how many babies being killed every day?
Shut up about it. My goodness.
Yeah, it's one of those things. Like Ross Cordell, you know, one of our listeners, actually mentioned something about you know, it's a fear tactics. You know, it's a fear mongering thing. It's what they used. You know what I mean? I believe that. You know, I believe they pushing something out there. You know, to be able to, you know, let's say the government be able to have more control and you know, whatever they're trying to put out there. Again, Wisconsin. You know, Wisconsin is the I think that number one in the Midwest on when it comes to case of H1N1. So, well, that's not the main reason we moved out. What I'm saying is, Wisconsin is the it's one of the state that has, you know, a lot of cases of H1N1. Now, you're going to hear that in the news also. I mean, even in the college. I mean, did you see that in the news? The college campuses and all that, they're implementing some, you know, that you do have to get N1N1. I don't know if it's a mandatory yet, but they, you know, they recommending that, you know, if you go into a big college campus or a community college and all like that, you know, you should get your shot first, you know. Now, did you have a shot or no? Are you getting the shot, or if you have not yet?
I've done got the shot.
No? So for your parents, what about your parents? What do they think about this, H1N1?
Well, I mean, you know, they have no, like, you know, concerns about it, for one thing. If you're going to get it, you're going to get it. Well,
right.
Because mom's not up, I'm going to go ahead and tell you the truth.
Okay.
They're crazy.
All right.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and put it that way. My mom, she is bad about this. She'll go around and start spraying everything with Lysol. Everything.
Everything. So,
I smell like right now.
So, here's an update, though. And, you know, we got about 60 seconds left here. Friday, come, you know, I want to do a show. I want to, you know, just talk about more about this H1N1 on Friday. Hopefully, we should be able to do that about 9 or 10 o'clock Friday. So come on to the show on Friday, this coming Friday, about 9 or 10 p.m. Just keep an eye on the blog, blogtalkradio.com/TheFernandoFernandoShow. Hey, Winston, I'm going to give you the last word. When's your next show, and how do we get to there?
Be Thursday at 9 o'clock Pacific time. That would be on blogtalkradio.com/Winston Phipps.
You just got off the blogtalkradio.com. Hey, good night, everybody. Hasta la vista. See you later, Winston.
Bye.
Later. All right, dude.
Bye.